Yeah, shock, to be honest.
Jim, we were talking earlier about the possibility of this happening. We never thought it would. But, you know, looking at the breakdown of it, you know, Donegal at this time of year carrying a squad of about 40. There's six guys who had surgery, the likes of Owen Band, Paddy McGrath, Kieran Gillespie. You know, then you add in the 13 lads in the Sigerson. And then we've got, I think, about 7, 8, 9 players suffering from flu. So that all put into the mix. Dermot, our under-20s are playing on Saturday. So you can see now where Bono's coming from. I thought that there would have been enough there to bring some kind of squad down and probably not look to win the game. I don't think they particularly wanted to win the game last night in Derry. They still managed to do that. But now the pressure's come on. And although they all asked for that delay, which probably would have got them a few players on Tuesday night from the Sigerson, Dermot, might have been enough to get them across the line. Ulster Council have decided no, that the fixture goes ahead. So really unusual. I've never seen this before in my life where Donegal are saying no. And it shows you, maybe now as we try and get the fixtures right, the way the whole year's been pulled forward and everything's been squeezed in, this is one of the casualties of it. Now, and that said, Dermot, I suppose with Donegal having a newish panel, having to bring a lot of new blood in, you have 13 Sigerson players, a third of the panel, added, as I say, the injuries, plus now the guys be flu has led to the situation.
Well, the fans out there might be wondering, Brendan, you know, what this is all about, because everybody knew for so long that the Sigerson Cup was going to be on this weekend and it was going to clash with the McKenna Cup semi-finals. So officials organising both competitions knew that as well.
Yeah, there was talk of it, Jeremy, I suppose, about playing it in December and that. And then there was that thing of when the players get a break, you know. Players that are involved in the club finals and that, that are going to say an Ulster club and that, that are Sigerson players, that are county players. There has to be some level of break, and it's certainly, the worst month is usually around about December. That's the best month to take a break. You know, part of November, part of December. Just, and we're on about, you know, welfare keeps popping up. So I guess that's the big issue of trying to manage teams and manage players to see how we can work all this. The other thing is, Dermot Sigerson was always played on a Wednesday. You know, it's been moved to the weekend, which I think has probably led to a lot of the situation here. Why that is done, I'm not sure.
Yeah, and it used to be played in February as well, isn't that right?
That's right. Yeah. That's part of the whole thing, Jim, about getting it out of the way of the National League. And while the GAA looks to move the whole championship forward, and one of the biggest reasons this is for the clubs, you know, so many clubs were being forced to run off their whole championship in September, getting squeezed into provincial then straight away into October, and it was very unfair in them. So the GAA's be trying to do this predominantly for the clubs. But I think the Sigerson is a special place. It's a special competition. So many of these young lads get help. They get scholarships, you know, they get help with rent. And it's a pathway for them in terms of their education and help out. So I think the Sigerson competition needs to be helped and protected. I think what happened, Jim, was the McKenna Cup grew when there was nothing really happening at that time of year. You know, the Sigerson College became involved in it. And there was a lot of media hype around it because there was no football for the months previous to it. And I think it kind of, it grew out of itself in terms of the interest in it, but it really didn't matter that much. And I think what you're seeing now is Declan Bonner saying, listen, we can't fulfil. And I don't think there's any real want to fulfil. It's all about the National League and then preparation for the championship.
Yet in all, counties will use the McKenna Cup as preparation for the National League, Brendan. So, you know, some would say it is a competition that plays a role and is necessary.
Definitely. You can't go into the league cold, but I think, Jim, if you look at other sports and other competitions, say, let's look across the water, the Premier League, people get together and play a tournament when it suits them. There's nothing to stop the likes of ourselves, Derry, Fermanagh, Sligo, Mayo, getting a wee tournament over the course of a weekend, maybe play a final on a Wednesday night. Something to get just to bring lads up to speed. Because I think, as we keep saying back, there's too much pull on players. There's definitely no room for a third serious competition. Not a mini Ulster anyway. I think it'd be better if people organised their own pre-season and the league started when it started now, and let the Sigerson be played pre that, and let the students get that out of the way first.
So what's going to be the repercussions for Declan Bonner and Donegal then, Brendan, if, as they say, they won't be fulfilling this fixture this weekend?
Because I've never seen this before, it's impossible for the GAA to come heavy-handed at Donegal. You know, they're not just blanking Donegal. They're not banking the Ulster Council and their fixture committee and saying, listen, we're not doing that. They have reasonable grounds to do that. It's a very difficult one then for the Ulster Council, of course. They're backed into a corner. They're saying that, right, what if you get into the final? Is this same situation not going to be up? You know, there will be certain Sigerson and players out then, but there could be a load still involved. So they're saying it needs to go ahead. So it's a funny, for me, I would just let the final be the final. You know, Monaghan get the pass, and if Down can fulfil their fixture as well, you know, let it be. I don't think anybody's any that worried about it, Jim. As you say, it's all about preparation for the league. If you won the McKenna Cup or not, it's no big deal.
And the other question, Brendan, we were chatting off air. did Declan Bonner have the option of possibly bringing in players from the under 20 squad? I know they've got a game this weekend as well, but could he have mixed things up, a mixture of under 20s and some of the fringe players from a senior panel?
Yeah, well, I suppose most of the players he's interested in, Jeremy, he's seen in that. And I suppose the under-20s playing on Saturday and then playing on Sunday. We keep going back to this thing now where a few years back, that's no problem. Go ahead and do it. Who cares? Who cares how many games those lads are playing? But as we all know, if you play a serious game, Donegal's playing Roscommon on Saturday, you're not going to be ready to play a serious game on Sunday. And particularly for them young lads, getting the chance to play for a senior team, Donegal, being thrown into the mix again, it's probably not fair in him as well. So I think all in all, you know, Declan's decided that this isn't right for him, that he just doesn't have the squad available. And well, you're thinking there's club players around the county as well, Dermot, which they're not training this time of year. So again, it wouldn't be fair in him throwing them into a game. And, you know, there was 5,000 at Armagh, the Tyrone Armagh game the last night. There's a lot of interest in football here. It's not just like some kind of friendly game. So they asked lads just to step in when they're not 100% ready. Wouldn't be fair on them. So I admire now what Declan's done. And really, it's thrown up this whole situation around cram fixtures. And certainly this time of year, particularly, I suppose, take out the flu virus situation there, Dermot, then I think Donegal would be good to go. This is the thing that's thrown in the mix, but something that could happen in a year.